You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is DFS simplified. All you have to do is pick your favorite player over and under Sakashian. Head over to prizepicks.com and use promo code SGP for a 100% instant deposit match. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
Welcome, everyone, to the NBA Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, December 3rd, currently 10:45 on the East Coast. And joining me, as usual, to break down the Friday night schedule, the man across the pond, fresh off of cashing +250 dog on Wednesday night. That's two podcast in a row where we've cashed our dogs, so hopefully we can make it three in a row. But that's Terrell Thurman. Terrell, how you feeling, my man?
I'm good. I'm feeling dangerous. Hey, I told you, man. Jokic was feeling himself too much at the club that night. He was absolutely feeling himself too much at the club that night. And the Magic came to play. The game went just about how I thought it'd go. So I'm glad that they pulled it. They pulled it out in the end.
Yeah, it got a little tight towards the end there. I'm glad we pulled it out. Look, I hit the Cavs money line on Monday. You hit the Magic money line on Wednesday. So that means we got to finish strong for this week to cash our dogs at least. So hopefully we can make it 3 weeks in a row. Or sorry, 3 days in a row on the pod this week. So, Terrell, my first question to you is, man, were you sweating out your -71.5 ticket on the Grizzlies last night or no?
Yeah, I was absolutely. I thought that it wasn't going to come in for me. I was really nervous. It was like plus a million odds. And, you know, it cashed at the last second. At the last second, it came in for me.
I see those boxes behind you where all your cash is probably stashed for the millions that you made on that ticket last night. Look, let's get into this game, man. I mean, a historical NBA victory, we can say margin of victory by the Grizzlies last night. 152-79. The Memphis Grizzlies scored at least 30 points in every single quarter. They scored 40, almost 40 points in three out of the four quarters. As far as the Oklahoma City Thunder, I mean, they were without Josh Giddey. They were without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So three of their top couple players were out there. But still, man, I mean, as an NBA squad, losing by 73 points, God, Terrell, what were you thinking when you're looking at the score, man?
I can't believe I was on OKC plus 10.
You and me both.
No, but it was just comical because, like, at one point, I'm rewatching the game today at work.
Yeah.
And at one point, the score is like 20 to 33, something mm-hmm. like that in the second quarter. So I'm like, okay, so where did this 76 point margin come from?
Yeah.
And if you just watch OKC shooting the ball, like, they're literally getting wide open threes, missing wide open threes, and then getting a rebound and kicking it back out to the wide open 3-point shooter. Like, this just, that game solidified that Memphis absolutely cannot play any 3-point defense whatsoever.
Yeah.
Even in a game that's a blowout, they still refuse to guard the 3-point line. Like, they're under any situation, they do not want to guard the 3-point line. And it's just the Thunder cashed them shots, that would have been, you know, flipped the other way. But it's just the fact that the Thunder missed everything. They were missing everything. And it was really bad misses, too. And they were getting offensive rebounds, kicking it back out, missing it again. So, yeah, that's just one. I'm glad they got this long weekend. They don't got to play again till Monday, I don't think.
Yeah.
And so I hope they get to wash the stench away, and I hope they get a favorable line on Monday, because I mean, you gotta back a team that just lost by 73 points. You have to.
Yeah, they have the Pistons on Monday, like you said, in Detroit. So we'll definitely keep an eye out on that line for sure. One more thing I want to get to before we get into the games. I'm sure you caught the highlights, but that New York and Chicago game last night was a lot of fun to watch. I'm not sure if you caught the highlights or not, but Chicago got out to an absolutely blitzing lead in the first half. There, they were up 69-51, I believe, and then they made it a game in that second half. Yeah,
they were up 20 twice. Yeah, at two different times they were up 20 points, and the Knicks came back in that and made it a game. And you know, I don't know how you can – I can't back the Knicks right now.
Yeah.
It's just something going on. Tibbs got to get that team together. The Bulls are good as a quality opponent. They really are. But I feel like this is a game where, you know, they let them get out really early. They let it get away from them. They battled back, and then they just couldn't, you know, finish and complete the comeback. It's not looking good for them. I'll say it's not looking good. They're very much looking like a play-in team, if that.
Yeah, I think for the Knicks last night, outside of Julius Randle, not much help there. Alec Burke, 3 of 10. Evan Fournier, 6 of 14. Emmanuel Quickly, 6 of 17. So not much help there. Julius Randle finished with 30 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists. So they made it a game in the second half.
And guess what? Julius Randle just had a birthday recently. The birthday game strikes again.
What was it last night? When was his birthday?
His birthday was the 29th, 30th, something like that. It was like a day before. It was like the day before.
Okay. Well, I mean, I took his player prop last night, and they cashed fairly easily without knowing that information. So if I had that information, I would have pounded. Whose birthday's today?
And guess what? I gotta go look and see who's
okay.
Birthday. But last night, Deontay Harris for the Saints had a birthday, and he cashed a 70-yard touchdown.
See, I need to find this information, because I took the under on his prop last night. It looked good before he popped off that 70-yard field a touchdown.
Absolutely. Yeah, you gotta just be looking up just NBA players, NFL players' birthdays. I'd be looking it up ever so often, and I'll randomly find one and be like, you know what? Let me tell this guy today and see what he has going on. Let me see if anybody has a birthday today.
Yeah, and last game I'll get to before you look that up, Phoenix Suns get the victory last night against Detroit Pistons. Pistons made it a game in that fourth quarter, but they covered the number. They won by 11 to the Phoenix Suns, and that number was minus 12. So just barely the Pistons cover the number in the game of the night again tonight. Without Devin Booker is going to be the Phoenix Suns going to extend their winning streak to, I believe, what's going to be 18 games now, 19 games against the Warriors. But we'll get into that game as we kind of go through the Friday night schedule. They're up to 18 games now. Terrell, anything else you want to get to from around the league? Maybe something that I may have missed here?
Nobody significantly has a birthday until Giannis on the 6th.
Giannis on the 6th. Okay, well, so I think that's Monday. So let me see if they have a – I know they have a game against Miami tomorrow. And then next week, we'll talk about this on Monday. Yeah, they play Cleveland that day. So, yeah, we're at a conundrum there, bud, because Cleveland's been our team. Terrell, let's do this. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back and we'll dive into the Friday night schedule.
Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some great brand new bonuses. New users can get one bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. Plus, you can get up to $1,500 as a free bet on WynnBET if you make a first deposit of $20 or more. Whatever your first wager is, WynnBET will match it up to 200%. If you bet $100, you'll get a $200 free wager. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. We're brought to you by Price Picks. Price Picks is an easy way to play daily fantasy. It's really daily fantasy simplified. You pick 2 to 5 players in over and under on their stat projection, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. For tonight in the NBA action, I'm going over to Will Barton to score 15 or more points for the Denver Nuggets, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the Oklahoma City Thunder to score 21 or more points tonight. That combined entry of those two players going over their stat projection, a $20 entry, is going to net me $60. So guys, make sure to head over to PrizePicks.com, use promo code SGP, and receive a 100% deposit match up to $100. It's just you versus the projected numbers. PrizePicks has a ton of stats to choose from, including yards, receptions, touchdowns, fantasy points, and more. And just like I mentioned, basketball point projections every single night. PrizePicks allows mixed entries. You can take the over on LeBron's points combined with the under on Patrick Mahomes in the same entry. PrizePicks offers every sport you can think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. PrizePicks has an award-winning, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play Store. PrizePicks entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's really that easy, guys. PrizePicks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. PrizePicks.com, promo code SGP for a 100% deposit match. That's PrizePicks.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. If you're not using PropSwap, then you're missing out. PropSwap is America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. You can find the best odds in the country because you're buying directly from other bettors. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit, and PropSwap will double up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Sellers across the country list their sports bets for sale, and thousands of buyers visit PropSwap every day to find the best odds on futures, props, and parlays. The average PropSwapper makes $500 a month just buying and selling sports bets on PropSwap. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets.
All right, coming off of the break here, Terrell, let's dive into these games here for Friday night. I believe it's another 9-game schedule here for Friday night. Let's start with this first game here, man. Miami Heat going down to or up to Indiana to face the Pacers, where the Pacers are a 6-point home favorite, currently seeing a total of 207. Looking at the injury report, we got the news that Bam Adebayo is going to be out for some time. Jimmy Butler is also out tonight for the Miami Heat. As far as the Indiana Pacers, Justin Holiday continues to be not available. He's in health and safety protocols. TJ McConnell is also out for this game with a sore right wrist, and TJ Warren continues to be out for the Pacers. And like I said, Miami, Bam Adebayo, and Jimmy Butler, the main names that are out. Terrell, where are we going with this game, man?
I'm not opposed to taking a Heat here. I'm really not. I'm not opposed to taking the Heat here. I don't know. I think even though Jimmy is out, even though Bam is out, I just feel like 5.5 is a tad much for this Pacers team. Like, it just feels like a tad much. And for Tyler Hero to be able to go off for 30 points whenever, for the Pacers to struggle shooting, with defense against the three-point line, and Miami having, you know, a variety of options of three-point shooting. When you go to Tyler Hero, you go to Duncan Robinson, you go to P.J. Tucker on the outside. Kyle Lowry can step back and shoot on the outside. So it's just like they have a bunch of options that I like. And I question that defense. And if anything is going to travel with this Miami Heat team, the defense is going to travel. That's what we say all the time. Defense travels in the NBA.
Yeah. So
I expect them to give the Pacers some problems. Like, I expect them to give the Pacers some problems. That's why I'm fading Malcolm Brogdon tonight. The Heat are just the point guard killers of the league. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number one against the point guard position out of all 30 teams. So, I'm going with the Heat and the points here. I think they make it relatively a close game. They could possibly lose it in the end just because they don't have their closer in Jimmy Butler. I think Malcolm Brogdon, I'm trying to find his points prop right quick. I believe it's set at,
I think it's at 20.5.
Yeah, 20.5. I'm fading that. I'm fading that. I don't think he hits 20 today. The Heat just give, like, Kyle Lowry and that Heat team, they just give point guards problems. They give point guards problems. And I think that because Malcolm Brogdon has a little bit of an off day, they go to a couple other guys. If they kind of, you know, make it struggle for those guys, especially people on the three-point line.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, I'm with the Heat here. I think defense is the reason that they're in this game.
Yeah, if I told you that Malcolm Brogdon has played in 14 career games against the Miami Heat, how many games do you think he scored 20 or more points?
Wow.
Okay. In 14 career games.
14. So I got 14 career games.
20 or more.
20 or more. Okay. The Heat always has some pretty decent defensive teams. Where was Malcolm Brogdon at before?
Milwaukee.
He was with Milwaukee. So Milwaukee wasn't that. Yeah, he wasn't that. They weren't that good around that time. That was early. So I'd say maybe 9.
Once in his career has Malcolm Brogdon had 20 or more points against the Miami Heat.
Okay, so.
So history's on our side here.
Yeah, that's. This ain't the prop cast. I know this ain't the prop cast, but when we talk about best bet for the day, Malcolm Brogdon under 20.5 points feels very, very good right now.
All right. Yeah, we'll mark that one. You can throw out your props as we go along, maybe in best bet segments. You want to get out of bonus lock there. Miami here is 4-0 as a road underdog so far this season. So 7-6 overall on the road, 4-0 as in a road underdog against the spread. So,
Oh my gosh. I just remembered Kyle Lowry cost me a parlay, a same game parlay for the Miami Heat game.
What did he fall short on?
Cavs. The fucking points, man.
Yeah, he only played. He played 28 minutes. He had only 7 points. What was his points part? They were
getting killed. I didn't expect them to get killed. Okay, so when we gave out the Cleveland, like when we gave out the Cleveland pick, we was like, oh, Cleveland's gonna cover. Cleveland can. I didn't expect Cleveland to kill them. I didn't think they were gonna absolutely not show up. It was a six leg. What is it? Six legs? Yeah, it was a six leg parlay, 32-1, and Kyle Lowry couldn't get 15 points. I was sick.
That's rough. But also, let's keep in mind, Miami, I think, in that game against Cleveland, Duncan Robinson, 0 for 7 from the field, and he was 0 of 6 from 3-point line. So he definitely has to have a better shooting night tonight against Indiana.
So
if they're going to have a chance to win this game.
Shout out to my guy on Twitter, Prop Bet Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Follow him, Prop Bet Guy on Twitter. He's really, really good at player props. Like,
okay.
He's honestly probably one of the better player prop, like, handicappers on Twitter that I've seen. Like, he's really, really good. That's my guy. I've been following him since COVID kicked off and he started doing this. I seen him when he, you know, started his account with no followers. Now he's at 46. He don't know me, but that's my guy.
There we go.
So I'm gonna plug him in. Y'all make sure y'all follow him. He's really cool as fuck. He put out some intel that I didn't even realize. I'm pretty sure it was him. Hopefully it was him. Otherwise, I'm giving him false credit for something he didn't do, but I'm pretty sure it was him. That kind of showed that Duncan Robinson's usage doesn't go up when Jimmy Butler is out. Like, when Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo was out, Duncan Robinson's usage doesn't go up at all. Like, it actually stays the same. And so it was him, actually. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, so in – what's this stat that he dropped here? Yeah, so in 250 plus minutes without Bam and Jimmy on the floor, Duncan Robinson's usage, points, rebounds, and assists doesn't go up at all. So they had his line at 19.5 that last game.
Uh-huh.
He averages 16.2 points, rebounds, assists, and he missed it, especially with missing all those threes. So keep an eye on that. I mean, I thought it was interesting as hell because I would have definitely bet everything that, you know, somebody's going to step up. Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson going to be two of those guys to step up when those two guys are out. But if they keep his usage the same as when those guys aren't on the court, then you might actually have better luck because all he has to do is miss some threes and he's probably not hitting that points, rebounds, assists mark.
Yeah, I'm currently seeing points, rebounds, and assists for Duncan Robinson at 16.5 for tonight. So,
he done moved the line. He done got the books hit. The books took that L. They said, we're not doing it again. Oh, shout out to my guy. He's a cool guy.
There you go.
Good follow on Twitter.
Any other thoughts for this game, Terrell, before we move on?
Indiana sucks.
All right, let's move over to the next game. We have our Cleveland Cavaliers headed to Washington, where the Washington Wizards are a 3.5-point home favorite, currently seeing a total of 208.5. Looking at the injury report here for these teams, the usual suspects are out for the Cavs. Osman continues to be out, and then Dean Wade is doubtful. And then for Washington, Denny Avdia is questionable, and Aaron Holiday is also questionable for the Washington Wizards. But 3.5-point favorites here for the Wizards. Terrell, where are you at?
So I get it. The books finally caught on to the Cavs being good.
Yeah.
I get why everybody is on Cleveland here. I am still on Cleveland here to a certain extent.
First half.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I'm still on Cleveland first half. I think they actually are winning this game by the end of the first half. Where is that stat that I had earlier? Because Washington, I'm pretty sure, is bad in the first half. Let me just find that stat real quick.
I got it. Cavs, that's first quarter. First half, Cavs 16-5 overall, 7-3 on the road, and then the Wizards are 9-11-1 overall, and they're 4-5 at home. So numbers are definitely on your side there, Terrell, for the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm there. However, I think that people are just looking at the fact that the Cavs cover the second in the NBA in ATS. And I think that people are seeing that Miami game and now they're starting to be back on the, like, all on the Cavs again. However, I need y'all to remember that betting the Cavs and watching the Cavs this season, the Cavs will blow a fucking lead in the fourth quarter. They will blow a lead in the fourth quarter. That is why they cover so many games, because the motherfuckers be having the lead going into the fourth, blow it, and still end up below the already high-ass number that they were getting.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they are in the fourth quarter, but it's really bad. Pretty sure it's pretty bad.
Yeah, for Washington, they're 8-2 against the spread at home so far this season, 4-2 as a home favorite. But you're right. I think you're spot on about this, and that was going to be my handicap, was that the books have kind of caught on the Cavs here. This number is too short for the Washington Wizards here at -3.5 home favorites here. If this was outside of 4, 4.5, possibly 5, that's when I want to take the Cavs. But Washington, again, we've talked about some of these teams that are really good at home, and I think the Washington Wizards probably need to be added to that list as a good home team, and I think I'm going to back the Wizards here along with you here, man. Or I'm going to take the full game. I 100% agree with your first half bet there on the Cavs, but I think the market has caught up on the Cavs here, and I'm going to take the Wizards -3.5 for the full game. Thoughts on the total? 208.5? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I would look at a play on Cavs first half Wizards money line. I would entertain a play on that. I do think the Cavs get out and kind of keep that momentum going and, you know, put up a nice little first half against them. But I do think the Wizards win this game. I think the Wizards cover. Play on the total, under. I mean, Washington defense is good. Like,
yeah,
they're changing the culture around here. The Washington defense is good. Cavs games typically go under. I would say under in this game. I think that this is going to be kind of one of those more grinded out games that, and Washington just kind of imposes their will late.
Yeah, just to wrap it up here, Terrell, we said Cavs halftime and Wizards full game plus 400.
Yeah. Okay, like, come on. We got to, like, we are on a heater. In the past week and a half, the past week and a half, we have given out two plus 200 money line dogs. Given out a plus 400 money line dog. We've given you a plus 700 parlay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
We've given you a plus 300 parlay. This is why you come to the winning team. If you're just listening to this for the first time and you're not on the winning team and you're just kind of checking it out, you've seen me do a little humble brag on Twitter here and there. You're trying to come on to the winning team, drop a review, drop a 5-star review. Let them know that you're rocking with us right now, because we're winning you money over here. Like, we're winning you money. And now we just gave you the opportunity for, what'd you say? Plus 400?
Plus 400. Cavs first half, Wizards full time or full game. Sorry.
That doesn't even sound impossible at all. It really doesn't sound impossible. So, all right, let's keep going. I talked enough.
Let's move on.
I always interrupt us. I always get us off track.
Let's go over to the next game, Terrell. We got the Philadelphia 76ers headed to the ATL. Take on Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta Hawks, a short 1.5-point home favorite here. Seeing a total of 215.5. This is potentially locked territory for me.
Make your case then, sir.
I am taking the Atlanta Hawks at home here, man. Again, we've talked about two teams this season, Portland Trail Blazers with Dame healthy, and the Atlanta Hawks also as a home team to back, right? Atlanta Hawks are 10-12 overall against the spread, but at home this season, 7-3 against the spread, 7-2 as a home favorite. And I'm going to continue staying with that. I understand Philly has gotten their guys back, but I'm still seeing things in reports that Joel Embiid has come out and said that he's still finding his way back after he had COVID. And he said that it was a really bad experience for him when he got COVID, that he said that, "I don't think I was going to make it." And that's really shown over his last two games here. If you look at his game log for Joel Embiid, his shooting has not been there for him over his last two games. 3 of 17 against Boston the other night, and then the previous game against Orlando, 4 of 16. I understand he had two games before that, but even those first two games back when he came back from COVID, 6 of 18, 6 of 15. So until I see Embiid has gotten passes and gotten his win back under him, I'm going to back the Atlanta Hawks here. I know they are without Bogdan Bogdanovic, but Trae Young, Clint Capella, John Collins at home, I'm going to back this team at the -1.5.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how I follow that. Yeah, I think this game starts and ends with Joel Embiid and what Joel Embiid looks like. And if Joel Embiid is not there, then it's going to be a long day for the 76ers, especially how these Hawks players and everybody around Trae Young get up at home. Like, we've seen the Hawks have short numbers at home and go and blow teams out. They were laying a short number against Milwaukee and blew Milwaukee out at home.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I rock with you on that. I didn't have the conviction that you did, by not by any stretch of the imagination. I didn't have the conviction that you did, but I'll definitely tell you with that. I am there with you. Hawks, -1, -1.5, wherever you see it.
Yeah, and Tobias Harris, I mean, this guy is just not living up to the money that they are paying him, at least for this season. He had a pretty good season last year, but this season he's just not getting it done. He's only averaging 19.2 points per game. His player efficiency rating at only at 18.77, which is not going to get it done. Against Boston the other night, 4 of 11, Terrell, 8.6 rebounds. Against the Orlando Magic, 8 of 20. He did have 17 points, but he's just not shooting the ball well right now. I think that, again, him and Joel Embiid both coming back from COVID, so I think it's going to take a while for them to get their legs back under them. Thoughts on the total at 217.5? Sorry, 215.5?
Oh, well, when you say it like that, you got to think that it goes under, don't you?
Yeah, 100%.
If the 76ers' legs aren't under them, and, you know, some people say they're still tired from that double overtime game they played against the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm.
But if their legs still aren't under them, they're not going to keep this going for four quarters. I like to think that the Hawks' defense kind of clamps down a little bit better at home.
Yeah,
play at home, so I can definitely see this game going under, especially with this middle of the road total they have going on right here.
Yeah, over the last five games, before we move on to the next game here, Atlanta Hawks are number two in offensive efficiency at 118.9, a net rating over the last five games. They are number one, and then for the Philadelphia 76ers over the last five games, they're all the way down to number 27 on offensive efficiency. So I'm going to back those numbers. I'm going to take Atlanta at home here against the Hawks and also taking the under. Let's move on to the next game, Terrell. I think this can be a low-key fun game to watch for sure. We have the Minnesota Timberwolves headed to Brooklyn to take on James Harden and Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets, where the Brooklyn Nets are an 8-point home favorite, currently seeing a total of 222. I'll start by saying this total has climbed at least by 2.5 points here. I saw it open at 219.5, so it's all the way up to 222 now. But thoughts on the side here, Terrell? Nets a point home favorite. Let me go quickly. Injury report. I'm sorry. The usual guys are out for the Brooklyn Nets, and Patrick Beverley continues to be out. Anthony Edwards is probable, and then Carl Anthony Towns, who took a hard fall this last game, is questionable. So definitely wait for that Carl Anthony Towns news.
I'm pretty sure a bunch of these guys are sick too for the Timberwolves.
I think
flu going on in their locker room.
Yeah, but I think most of them played.
Flu going on in there.
Yeah, I see a couple guys here listed with the flu-like symptoms. Jared Vanderbilt, Anthony Edwards has it, but he's listed as probable. And then who was the other guy here? Where'd it go? Jaden McDaniels. Those are the three guys that have flu-like symptoms.
Okay, so, I mean, it's just not even that, you know, not playing, but it's the fact that, you know, that stuff kind of takes your legs from under you.
Yeah.
I don't know what the severity of it is or stuff like that, but, like, you be aching, you know, you really don't be feeling. I know me, I'm in the bed, you know, I get the flu, I'm in the bed. Like, don't bother me, don't talk to me. I ain't trying to do nothing. I ain't going to the gym. I ain't doing none of that. Like,
yeah,
I ain't trying to hear any of that at all. Like, I'm ready to go. And so the fact that, you know, you not only have you been feeling like shit, but you've been feeling like shit and you ain't even been in your bed. Like, they ain't even been in their bed. This started like what? Wednesday. When it started coming out, they done went on the road to the Wizards and then you over at the Nets. Like, so I don't know. I think that is a cause for concern. The Nets are a good team. they are, and they're starting to somewhat find themselves with Joe Harris being out. That was like a really big thing for them.
Yeah.
Joe Harris being out was a really, really, really big thing for them. This is a tough one. This is a tough one because his number is short, but it's not. I would think that it'd be a little bit more just because of Brooklyn and the name, but I think it could be close. Gun to my head, I'm gonna take the points, and I'm just ride with Minnesota. You know, it sounds bad. I really don't know what the status of all these players are, especially, you know, being sick all week.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going on with that. And then if anybody's gotten worse, I don't know any of that. But I just feel like 7 is just a little bit too much for this Minnesota team. And it just kind of feels like the Nets just want to win games and keep it moving. Like, that's what, you know, I kind of feel about the Nets and the Lakers. I said it earlier on in the season. They just want to win games to keep it moving. Only thing is, Lakers can't win games. But the Nets are doing it. And so, you know, they missed the cover against the Knicks. I probably should have backed Knicks, and that's why it was hard for me to do it. This is tough. I might change my mind later. So check the site. I might change my mind later.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the points with Minnesota.
Yeah. Minnesota's kind of been struggling on the defensive end here over the past couple games. Sorry, I'm turning my mic down. I feel like I'm coming in a little hot, but yeah, over their last three games, they've given up 133 to Charlotte. They gave 120 to Philly. That was in that double overtime game. In the last game, they gave up 115 to Washington. So I think I'm going to take the Nets here tonight, minus the 8 at home. Despite, I think that you're right. I think you nailed it that these guys have flu-like symptoms. Like, it's going to be, like you said, people like us, we just want to stay in bed if we have flu-like symptoms or even have the flu. And but then these guys to go out and have to play a basketball game where you're running up and down the court, I think that's going to be tough for sure. So I'm going to take the Nets here, but I'm going to wait for this injury report to come into fruition as we get closer to game time here, Terrell. Like I said, this total has moved from 219.5 up to 222. I like the Nets team total at 114.5 here to go over. But thoughts on the total?
Dog, this game is just like, this game is hard to handicap for me. It really is. So looking at, the money is coming. I'm looking at the money percentage right now. I see a whole bunch of money coming in on the under, but I see this total climb to 222. So, reverse line movement tells me to take the over.
Yeah, this is the highest total on the board here tonight, 222. So we'll definitely keep an eye out for the injury report. I'm going to introduce a new segment at the end of the show, and I think this game might fall into that category, but we'll move on here. Maybe the game of the night here, Terrell. Orlando Magic going into Houston to take on the Rockets.
Who's going to be the first six wins?
The streaking Rockets. Minus 2.5 point home favorites here for the Houston Rockets. Currently seeing a total of 217. Let's highlight the injury report here for the Houston Rockets because a couple of guys left the game last game for the Houston Rockets. Jalen Green, we know, is continuing to be out with a left hamstring strain. Kevin Porter Jr. is questionable. He left the last game with a left thigh contusion. And then Christian Wood left with an ankle injury in the last game. He was seen in a walking boot after that game, but he's listed as probable with a right ankle sprain. So if he's listed as probable, I mean, if he had an ankle injury, I think he would be declared out, but maybe it's not as serious as we thought. And that's the reports that I'm seeing from the local guys here in Houston. So I think that Christian Wood will be able to go here. But thoughts on this game here, Terrell? I'm sorry, for the Orlando Magic, the usual guys are all out. Jalen Suggs continues to be out with that right thumb fracture. So he's going to be out for about 2 to 4 weeks.
Man, I don't know. I just can't get Houston games right. I don't know. I don't fade them when they're dogs, and I don't take them when they're favorites, apparently. I'm just gonna go with my preseason handicap. And I mean, the Magic necessarily haven't showed me anything wrong with it. It's just, are you gonna back Houston to win 4 in a row, or are you gonna back the Magic to win 2 in a row?
This is their fifth game. They're going for 5 in a row.
A 5 in a row. All right, I'm going Magic. I'm gonna take the points with the Magic. I'm going Magic. I don't know. Five in a row.
And that's what you said about three in a row and then four in a row. But I'm going to agree with you here. I am taking Orlando here tonight. And I think the advantage for the Orlando Magic is going to be inside that paint with Mo Bamba and Wendell Carter Jr. here tonight. And, yeah, even if Christian Wood is able to go, that ankle is still going to be sore because he turned it pretty good against the OKC Thunder the other night. So, and again, with Kevin Porter Jr. dealing with the left thigh contusion, I'll be surprised if he goes here tonight. But I think that Orlando will have that success inside where they're going to limit the Houston Rockets off a second chance points with Mo Bamba and Wendell Carter Jr. because both of those guys can easily get into double figure rebounding on every single night. And again, if you look at their player prop projections for tonight, the books have both Wendell Carter Jr. and Mo Bamba listed at 10.5 for rebounds. And I don't remember last time seeing two players that are in a starting lineup being listed getting into double-digit rebounding, but they've been doing it. So I'm going to take the Magic here. I think Cole Anthony has a big game here tonight also because the Rockets struggle against a point guard position. So I'm taking Magic plus 2.5 here against the Houston Rockets.
Is Jalen Green playing?
Jalen Green is out. He's going to be out for another week or so, Terrell, with the hamstring.
Dang. Well, I was hoping he's playing. Apparently they lose when he plays.
Yeah, apparently, right? Ever since he left, the Rockets have won four in a row here. Thoughts on the total at 217?
Not really interested in this game at all, actually. I kind of want to watch these two teams a little bit more. I kind of want to get a feel for who's turning their season around and who's just having a string of luck right now. So I'm not really putting too much money into these two teams right now. I'm really watching these games because at some point one of these two teams, because both of them look like they're starting to heat up a little bit.
Yeah.
One of these two teams are going to turn the season around. They're going to win some basketball games. And that is going to be the team that's going to make us a lot of money going on forward. So I'm really looking, and it's not just teams like them. I'm looking at the Spurs. I'm looking at the Thunder after giving up 73 points. Like, I'm looking at a lot of these lower level teams and who's going to turn their season around and become more of a closer to middle of the pack team than bottom of the league, because that's going to be the cash cow.
Yeah. I think that you highlighted at the beginning of the season that Orlando might get off to a slow start here. And maybe once they get healthy, get their guys back, that this will be the team that you just, described to be that team that kind of turn the corner here. And we're not saying that they're going to go out and win 30 games, but, you know, getting into that 20 to 25 range, especially when they're off to a slow start here. So, Terrell, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll get to the final four games of the night, and then we'll get into our lock and dog, and it's Friday's parlay. So we'll be right back.
Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on matchups. You can cash out for gift cards when your bet hits and even help raise money for charity along the way. It's a brand new company looking to grow their early adopter community. It's a slick app and it's really fun to use. One of the reasons we love it is that they also offer prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can get in on some prop bets on Better Fantasy. Plus, they have added a really, really cool bonus, guys. If you can get your entire league to join Better Fantasy, they'll give the league a $150 gift card to get a sick-ass trophy from TrophySmack.com. The app is totally free to play. Download the app today for iPhone and Android. Check them out today at BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BETTOR Fantasy.com/SGPN. Since when did sports betting become so rigid? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via text, QR codes, and links, among other methods. No money is transacted on the app. It is purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see who can hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want, as long as somebody is on the other side to accept. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN today to join the revolution. And guys, make sure to check out PrizePicks.com. It is really, really fun website, and it's really great for betting on your favorite players, their stat projections to go over or under. Make sure to go to PrizePicks.com, get signed up today, and make sure to get that 100% deposit bonus by only using the promo code SGP. You're not going to get that 100% deposit bonus without using that promo code SGP. I highly recommend it to all my friends and listeners who have contacted me about this. Go to PrizePicks.com and use that promo code SGP. And finally, the SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today.
All right, coming off of the break, Terrell, let's get to the next game here, man. We have the New Orleans Pelicans. And don't say anything, because I know you're going to pick on me because I picked them as my dog last pod. They go there on that back-to-back situation against the Dallas Mavericks here. The Dallas Mavericks are a 7.5-point home favorite, currently seeing a total of 216.5. This line flipped from sort of pretty much a 4.5-point adjustment with Dallas being at home now, because I think they were -3, -3.5 in New Orleans. So now they're in Dallas at 7.5-point home favorite. So where are you going? Assuming Dallas.
No, I'm not. You were a game too early. There's no way. Look, first of all, there's no way Dallas's home court advantage is a 4-point swing. This is off of them beating the shit off of the Pelicans on the road. There's no way their home court advantage in the NBA. There's no way their home court advantage offers a 4-point swing like that. Dallas isn't even that good at home.
Yeah,
they're really not. They start games slow as hell at home.
And yeah, they're.
You wouldn't think that, but they fucking start games slow as hell at home.
Yeah, 3-6 against the spread at home. 3-5 as a home favorite against the spread are Dallas at home. So Terrell's on the Pelicans plus +7.5.
Yeah, so I just think that one, that's too many points.
Yeah.
I don't think the Pelicans are going to go in there and get the shit beat out of them again. I think that, you know, and it's basically everything that you talked about, and, you know, them being able to cash as a dog. Now I'm getting them as a significant dog.
Yeah.
I'm getting them as a significant dog after they just got blew out to this same team. So I expect them to, one, play better, one, to want to get some get back. And then, two, I expect some natural regression on the Mavericks' part, because there's no fucking way. There is no fucking way the Mavericks are going to go into this game and shoot 70% from the field and 50% from three again. No fucking way. I know they're not going. They are not going in this game. They're not going to shoot 70% from the field, 50% from three again. I will bet anybody, they don't do that again this game. No way. So with that being said, and
it's not like
numbers.
Yeah, it's not like you find those numbers. And then it's not like the Pelicans had a bad shooting night either. They shot 45% from the field and 35% from 3-point land.
Dallas just made everything.
Making every shot. They only missed everything. Yeah, they only missed 26 shots. Yeah, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I'm not saying that. So it's a couple of plays I'm on in this game. I'm heavily invested into this game tonight, because I think that this is just preposterous that we're going to flip the script like this.
Okay.
So yes, I'm on the Pelicans plus 7.5, plus 7, plus 8, whatever fuck you get it at.
Uh-huh.
I'm on that. I'm on the Pelicans first half.
Okay.
Pelicans 8-5 to the number in the first half on the road. Dallas 3-6 to the number first half at home.
Yeah.
So I'm on the Pelicans first half. You're probably going to get that at +4, +3, somewhere around that range.
Okay.
I'm on the Pelicans money line.
Ooh.
Because I think that this team has been playing better. I was back and forth on whether I was going to pick the fucking Pelicans last game, and you're telling me now I'm getting them in the +200 range just because they got blew out by the Mavericks the game before? Absolutely not. So I'm on the Pelicans money line. I don't think that this Dallas team is that good.
Yeah.
I don't think that they moved the needle that much by blowing out the Pelicans. This still should be a close game, and there's so much value on the money line here.
I know we've talked about all season long, Terrell, the taking the team that's lost the second, you know, that lost the first game and taking them in the second game. And I think that's kind of been the story for so far this season for us. And it's kind of came, it's cash for us. So I'm going to take the +7.5 also for the Pelicans. I'm not as bold as you taking the money line here, but I won't be surprised if they get it. But I am looking at backing Brandon Ingram in this game, but he's had a lot of success against the Dallas Mavericks over, you know, the last 5 to 7 games here. He's had 25 or more against them. Three out of the last 4 games, he's had 27 or more points against the Dallas Mavericks. So currently seeing his numbers at 22.5 for the his player prop points projection tonight. So I'll take the +7.5 with you. Thoughts on the total here? It's total is 216.5.
I think this one is the under.
Okay.
I think this is the under total. I don't think that, like I said, I don't think Dallas shoots that well.
Mm-hmm.
We know New Orleans has had some struggles shooting the basketball. Ultimately, I just think that the natural regression that's coming to Dallas and the uptick and, you know, New Orleans wanting to make this a closer game and kind of keep this lower scoring, keep it somewhere where they can control it. Yeah. I'll go with the under in this one.
All right, let's move on to the next game here. We have the Boston Celtics headed to Utah to take on Donovan Mitchell and the Utah Jazz, where the Jazz are 8-point home favorite, currently seeing a total of 210.5. Quickly checking the injury report here, Jaylen Brown is going to be out for this game for the Boston Celtics with right hamstring tightness. For the Utah Jazz, clean injury report. All the usual guys will be playing for Utah tonight. So, Terrell, 8-point home favorites for the Utah Jazz. What are you thinking here?
Man, it's about time the Jazz cover a fucking spread, ain't it?
It is. And let me look at their.
Like they haven't. They covered against the Trailblazers, but, you know.
7-5 at home this season against the spread, which is not up to Utah standards. You're right.
No. And I mean, I think they're 1-4 against the spread the last 5. 2-3 because they covered that one against that second game against the Pelicans. So, coming off 2 games at home, covering the spread against the Pelicans and against the Trailblazers, I'll back them again against Boston because I can't bring myself to click Boston here on this sheet. It just brings nothing but bad juju, bad luck, bad mojo. Pretty much better. Better record fading Boston. I think the no Jaylen Brown thing is going to be significant on the road, especially if this team has struggled scoring the basketball on Utah Jazz, who are still a really good defensive team. They're still top 5 in the league. Don't let that confuse you. They're still top 5 in the league in defensive efficiency. So I think that this is a game they get up for. They go ahead and, you know, finish out the home stand 3-0, dominant fashion. Looking at Marcus Smart props here, his assist props, he tacks on a lot more assists when Jaylen Brown is out of the lineup, probably because he shit on Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and their assist mark. So he gets a lot more assists when Jaylen Brown is out of the lineup, Marcus Smart assist in this game. But yeah, I'm rolling with the Utah Jazz. I think that Rudy Gobert is going to be a lot for them on the inside. It's going to take away a pretty sizable method of scoring for them. And I think that the Jazz are starting to turn that corner again. They're starting to turn that corner. And, you know, this should be the run that the Jazz go on where they start to look like, you know, a little bit of last season. The Jazz always underrated. Like, they're always criminally underrated. And I found a lot of good spots to fade them, but I think this is a spot where I'm going to hop on them, especially only getting 8.
Yeah, I know we've talked about, according to the props, the one you mentioned with Marcus Smart, we talked about taking Dennis Schroeder when Jaylen Brown is not in the lineup because somebody else has to take up and get that scoring going for the Boston Celtics. And I'm currently seeing Dennis Schroeder at 17.5 points tonight as his projection. I kind of like the over on that without Jaylen Brown being in this lineup. But the Boston Celtics are 6-3 without Jaylen Brown this season. But now I think going up against Utah, it's a different animal, right? You're going up into elevation a little bit there, and then you're going up against one of the best home court advantages with the Utah Jazz. I'll go Utah here also, minus the 8. I don't love it, but since we're picking every game, I'll take Utah here. Thoughts on the total, 209.5, Terrell?
It feels like you just keep riding Boston unders. Boston unders just feel like they're pretty solid, don't they?
Yeah, 13-8-1 towards the under are the Boston Celtics, 8-3-1 to the under on the road this season. So yeah, the heavy numbers favoring them being favoring the under, I'm sorry, against the Boston Celtics road games, 8-3-1. Pretty great percentage there for the Boston Celtics. Let's move on to the next game, Terrell. Probably the game of the night. Again, the rematch between the Phoenix Suns and the Golden State Warriors, where the Warriors are a 7.5-point home favorite, currently seeing a total of 216.5. Obviously, the news of Devin Booker being out for this game. He got injured with that hamstring in the first game between these two teams on Wednesday night, where he had to leave. Looking at some other injuries here for the Golden State Warriors, Andre Iguodala is out. Jonathan Kuminga is on assignment. Moses Moody. But the usual guys, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins are all in tonight for the Golden State Warriors. Phoenix last night on a back-to-back situation here. I think this is a number that kind of stands out for me. It's a very small sample here, Terrell, but on back-to-back situations here, the Phoenix Suns are 1-3 against the spread, and they are 2-2 on the total. So we talk about, again, Golden State hasn't played since that Wednesday game, a game where Steph Curry didn't shoot the ball well, Terrell. I think we're going to probably take the Warriors here, no? To probably maybe blow out the Phoenix Suns with an asterisk there. I mean, they've won 18 games in a row.
Yeah, I mean I'm going with the Warriors. I'm going with the Warriors. I think that this is a game that can get away from Phoenix rather quickly. DeAndre Ayton is going to have a game again. DeAndre Ayton is going to have a game again on the inside. And he started that game off so strong, strong last time, and that's really really concerning. And I mean, I just think that as the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter comes around, at the legs for the listen to the numbers. Like, I didn't expect these people, everybody to play, but it seems like they're really trying to keep this streak intact. But DeAndre Ayton, 33 minutes. Chris Paul, 33 minutes. Landry Shamet, 31 minutes. Freaking Miles Bridges, 41 minutes.
Wow.
They played some serious minutes last night to come back, turn around, and go on the road and play the Warriors. Like, I didn't expect that. I thought that, you know, they were going to try to get out a little bit and rely a lot on, you know, a lot of those second string guys. But no.
That's a pretty long trip from Detroit to California.
No. They were at home. They were at home.
Phoenix were at home?
Yeah, Phoenix was at home.
Oh, you're right. My bad. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no. I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I am concerned for Phoenix in this game. I really am. Hopefully the legs of them are there, but I ultimately don't think they are. And I think that's really, like, that's really part of my handicap, that the legs aren't going to be there for them. And just a note, Jay Crowder has – he didn't have it this past game. I'm expecting it against the Warriors, seeing as he only played 24 minutes. Jay Crowder normally has an uptick in production when Devin Booker is out.
Yeah.
Right. He normally gets a pretty significant uptick in production. Mm-hmm. So that play, maybe only playing at 24 minutes, did something to it, couldn't get in rhythm. But I like Jay Crowder today, just to do something and be somewhat of some offense for this team, where I think that they're going to be tired. They're going to be a little bit tired, and they're going to have to get up for this game. And they may get up in the first quarter. I would say run our parlay back again.
Okay.
First quarter over. Phoenix Suns first quarter with a Warriors money line, I say run it back again.
Okay.
I think that'd be a pretty good odds, pretty good way to be on this game. But I'm on the Warriors. I think they cover this, and I think they get it in the second half.
Yeah, I think that for this game, I do like the Warriors to win it. I'm probably going to wait for a second half line, like, just for all the reasons that we mentioned. for the Golden State Warriors, because again, back-to-back situations for the Phoenix Suns, and you said their starters played some heavy minutes. I mean, Miles Bridges playing 41 minutes. That's pretty significant, Terrell. Even some of their bench guys, Cam Johnson played 27 minutes. I think Cameron Payne played 21 minutes. So I'm probably going to wait for a second half line on this. I do like the Warriors to win this game tonight against the Phoenix Suns. My question to you is one more thing. I know we've talked about, you know, taking the opposition in Warriors game, at least in the first quarter, because they lost that game against the Phoenix Suns. Do you think that Steph Curry and the guys are just going to come out blazing in that first quarter, or do you still think the Suns are going to keep it competitive in the first quarter? Because Steph Curry had a bad shooting night.
He did, but ultimately, I think it all like kind of rests on DeAndre Ayton and what DeAndre Ayton does. I think that that's really like where it is, because DeAndre Ayton got them out fast, and DeAndre Ayton is the biggest piece of this game because they don't have anybody that matches up with them.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't have anybody that matches up with them. And so that's what it is for me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of going back and look at this box score, what DeAndre Ayton did last game against the Golden State Warriors. He finished that game with 24 points and 11 rebounds. So he's going to have to be, again, like you said, that he's going to have to be the catalyst for this offense without Devin Booker. He's going to have to get 20-plus points tonight if the if the Phoenix Suns are going to win this game tonight. But again, and even in that game against the Warriors, Miles Bridges played 41 minutes in that game too. So he's been playing some heavy minutes, so maybe some tired legs. Three straight games where Miles Bridges have played 41 minutes. So let's see if some tired legs show up in that second half. But let's get to the last game here, Terrell. It's going to be the Battle of LA. We have the Clippers and the Lakers facing off in Tinseltown, where the Lakers are a 1.5-point home favorite, total of 218.5. LeBron James is back for this game. He did get cleared by the league. They said there was a false positive that came up in Sacramento, and he's been testing ever since then, and all of them have come back negative. So he will be back tonight for the Los Angeles Lakers. Looking at some of the under injuries here for these two teams, do not see anything submitted yet. Let me see if there's an updated one. But Terrell, where are you going with this game, man? Lakers 1.5-point favorite here in LA. Well, both teams are in LA, but what are you thinking?
I hate this game because I always get this fucking game wrong. I'm just going to back the return of the king, honestly. Like, I just feel like with this game, you just throw out everything you fucking know. Like, you throw out stats, you throw out everything you know, because
it's pretty much a pick 'em.
Yeah, these teams always get up. Like, they always get up every single time. And so the Lakers are slumping. The Lakers are slumping, and the Clippers are doing better. Mm-hmm. Aside from, you know, Paul George being out and getting fucking destroyed by the Kings, the Clippers are doing better. So, I don't know. The Clippers just gave up. Was it the Clippers that gave up Jonas 40 points?
Yeah.
I mean, how do I back that? How do I back? Like, how do I, as a handicapper, back a team that gave – I mean, maybe that is the way to go. They gave Jonas Valanciunas 40 points, so –
This feels like a little brother, big brother situation.
And it feels like the Clippers should really, really get up for this game. Like, they really, really should.
But so do the Lakers. Like, you can argue that too, right?
Yeah, both teams are struggling right now.
I will say this. Let me throw some stats out there. So over the last five games here, like the recency numbers that we like to look at, Lakers are number 7 in defensive rating, and the Los Angeles Clippers are all the way down to number 21. Then offensively, Lakers are number 18 and the Clippers are number 25. And as far as pace, Lakers, at least for the season, were one of the fastest teams, but they've kind of cooled off here in the past five games. Clippers are number 23 and the Lakers are number 9 now. So, I mean, take that for what it's worth. Back to back games where the Clippers gave up 120 plus.
And all those stats, and the Clippers probably find a way to win this game. I'm going to be on the Lakers, but I don't like it. I'm staying away from this game.
Yeah.
I just don't like it right now. I don't like it right now.
It's hard because, like, we don't know the identity of both of these teams, right? And it's crazy to say that because Lakers have dealt with injuries with LeBron being in and out of the lineup, Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook still trying to, I don't know, figure out what his role is on this team. And Clippers, they're 11-11 overall, but I mean, they've beat up on the lesser opponents this season. I don't know where to go with this game either, man. Maybe LeBron being pissed off about the whole, I don't know, man. I'll just take the Lakers here with you. I'm not going to bet this game. I would just sit back and watch it here, but it's too close to call here. I think two crappy teams in LA. Thoughts on the total as we wrap up the games here, Terrell? 218.5
God damn, I don't like this game. I don't even know because I'm just sitting here thinking of so many different game scripts and how this game can go. I really, really, really don't like betting Lakers Clippers games in this point in time. Like, just over the past couple of years, I just really have not liked betting these games. Didn't they open up the season? Was this the year they opened up the season, or was that last year that I'm thinking of?
Let me take a look here. That was last season. Clippers opened against the Warriors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Both of them played the Warriors. Fuck. Yeah. No play on the total. Really, I'm really staying away from this game. And if I had to play, I'd play Lakers. I think that LeBron coming back is going to give them a little bit of extra juice. They should really, really want to get up for this game, and I'm just concerned about the role players for the Clippers and just all of them showing up any given night. That's really my concern.
I feel like for the total, it's going to be either like that Jazz and Sixers game where it finished. Sorry, the Celtics and the Sixers game where it's like 88-87, where I can see where it was like that Bucks and Hornets game where like there was everybody was just making shots and they're getting up and down the floor. Like, no in between. It's going to be one of those situations. But we'll probably stay away from this game. That will be the last game on the Friday night schedule, Terrell. Let's go over to our lock and dog. It is that time, as well as a Friday's parlays. And I will introduce one more question as we do our pick segment here. So I'll give you the floor here, Terrell. Let's start with your lock and let's start with your dog.
Let's see here. My lock. It's a lot around here. I'm going to lock up. You know what? I'm gonna fade our darling. I'm gonna fade the darling. I think that this number is too short. I'm seeing it at 3 right now. I think the number is too short. I think that everybody is, oh, dang, do I really fade the number 2 ATS team? Oh, that is so, but that's so degenerate of me to fade the number 2 team in ATS right now. So, yeah, I'm fading the Cleveland Cavaliers. Washington Wizards, -3, lock it up. That's my lock.
All right,
dog.
Yeah.
It's too short of a number. I just think everybody is on Cleveland right now, and I like Cleveland better when nobody was on their radar. So yeah, for my dog,
you could give that 4-1 number that we found: Cavs Wizards first half, second half, or first half full game. Unless you want to pick a game
money line, yeah, no, I'm rolling with the money line plays, and that may come back up another time, but let's go with. Yep, let's do it. Pelicans money line. You were a day early. You were a game early, so we're going with Pelicans money line +230. Lock it up.
All right. So lock was going to be the Wizards -3 for Terrell and the dog Pelicans +230 on the money line. For my lock, I'm gonna go with the Atlanta Hawks. I see that number is up to -2.5 now. So give me the Atlanta Hawks -2.5 at home for my lock. For my dog, let's see here. It's at plus money, but I think it's trending towards to 3. Give me Orlando Magic against the Rockets tonight, +128, +130 in that range. Wait for this number, because I think that number is on the move towards the Rockets here. But I think that Orlando Magic come in there and take care of business against a Rockets team that is dealing with some injuries here. So that will be my dog. You have a parlay ready, Terrell?
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
All right. Let's. Do I want to add one more leg to this? I should add one more leg. Nah, we'll just leave it. We'll leave it. I want to give some people some value. Fuck that. All right, you can make your decision on it. I'll tell you which one is the last leg I just added, but you can make your decision on it. All right, so New Orleans Pelicans first half spread got at +3.5.
Okay.
Cavs first half, still rolling with the Cavs in the first half. I really think they're going to be in this game until like the fourth quarter, and that's when the Wizards are going to turn it on. Hawks money line, Heat +5. Heat is the last thing I added. So that gives you 11-1. 11-1, 14 parlay. And this feels like the winner today. This is the winner today.
So repeat that one more time.
Pelicans first half spread, Cavs first half spread, Hawks money line, Heat +5.
All right. For mine here, I'm going to give you guys a couple totals here. And let's see, where is all right, let's do this. Let's do first quarter over 52.5 in the Suns and Warriors game. Let's go first half over in the Magic and Rockets game over 106. And I am going to throw in the Pelicans +7. And let's see, a first half. Which one was that one that I liked? I'll throw in Boston +4.5 in that first half. I think the Jazz probably take off in the second half there. So that's going to be first quarter over in the Suns and Warriors game over 52.5, Rockets and Magic first half over 106, Pelicans full game spread at +7, and the Boston Celtics first half +4.5, which will get to you +1173, close to 12-1. So that will be my parlay for tonight. Terrell, I'm going to start introducing this in our pods that we do every single week, three times a week. I'm going to let you pick one game here that we have 9 games on the schedule, one game that you're completely going to stay away from that you're not going to bet at all.
Oh, game that I'm not going to bet at all.
Yeah.
So nothing. I'm not going to have anything going on in this game.
No. A game of listeners that you do not want a part of or you're not going to bet, complete stay away. You get one pass.
Okay. So we get – let me see. It has to be the Lakers and Clippers. It has to be the Lakers and Clippers today. This number is short. I think that there is a very good possibility that this is a blowout one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of fucks up player props for me. Because when you have a blowout on one way or the other, one half just really shit the bed on a lot of their props. I don't have a feel for the total. I really just don't like this game at all. So, yeah, it's Lakers and Clippers for me.
Easy. All right. For me, I think it's going to be that Minnesota and Brooklyn game just because of all the flu-like symptoms and the injury report of what's going on in Minnesota, and especially the news with Carl Anthony Towns. Don't know what's going to happen with him coming off that scary fall that he took. But Chris came back negative, so I'm staying away from that Timberwolves and Nets game tonight. So that will be my game. That will bring us to the end of it, Terrell. 9 game schedule here tonight. We have some pretty damn good games that we're going to keep an eye on and watch for sure here tonight. Hopefully we can catch another dog to end the week on the NBA Gambling Podcast. Terrell, any final thoughts, and let the people know where they can find you, man?
All right. At ReallyReal _ on Instagram and Twitter. All over SGPN. I'm hopping on a live stream with Kobe tomorrow, Saturday.
Oh, Championship Saturday.
11 a.m. Eastern. We're going to talk championships in college football. We're going to talk some college basketball games. It's been a while since I've been on the pod. I mean, on the live stream mm-hmm. the whole time. So I'm up there the whole time with Kobe tomorrow. We're going to get it going. Come rock with us on Twitter there. And, man, granted, ATS-wise, this week we've been down, but we've been up with these picks. So,
yeah,
like, we're doing it. And, you know, the best time to turn around is the end of the week and get back above 500. So let's do it. Let's get it, Moon off.
Yes, sir. Two dogs in a row for the pods. Let's hopefully make it three, and hopefully we can hit our locks tonight also. So hopefully it's a great Friday for not only us, but also our listeners. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this NBA Gambling Podcast Friday edition. Terrell, thank you so much as usual. We will be back Monday morning bright and early to kick off a new week. So then, like Terrell said, check out everything happening on the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. College football championship Saturday, college basketball is well underway. Soccer's heating up. We have golf tournaments happening, so check out the Golf Gambling Podcast. Hockey, MMA, everything's just happening right now on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Also, check out all the fantasy football content that the guys are putting out. We're making the push for the playoffs. If your team needs a win, you need to figure out who's to start, who to sit, who to pick up. Check out the content that those guys are putting out, and also check out the fantasy football podcast with Rod and the guys over there. I will be back with Will Rivera today to do our prop cast for NBA player props, so look out for that also. With that being said, guys, good luck with your bets today and the weekend. We'll be back Monday morning for the NBA Gambling Podcast. Till then, let's break the books off and let it ride. Basketball, give me the ball, because I'm gonna go get it.
Basketball, give me the ball, because I'm gonna go get it. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.